This is Ed McMahon. It's That's Life with Mark Snyder. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Mark.
Hi, we're talking with Stan Berenstain, and of course, he is the man, along with his wife, for years. And I got to tell you right up front, I have two children who are youngsters, and we have, at this point, 90 of your books.
Oh, come on, that's probably a record.
I think that we have pretty much every one of your books.
I'll send you an award.
Well, one of the neighbors here, who has an older boy, gave us the books when they outgrew them.
Isn't that?
And then we went out, and we began buying all the ones we didn't have.
How old are your kids?
They're 8 and 6.
Well, that's our group.
And they're still, in fact, this morning we read the newest one of the newest ones, The Birds, the Bees, and the Berenstain Bears.
That's brand new, yes.
And we read that this morning. They loved it. And the only thing is, of course, they're all wondering what this new name of the beer is going
to
be.
Well, I can't tell you, but it's not supposed to be announced yet. But
see, I had suggestions that it be Baby Beer.
Well,
but then my children.
That was submitted. We had many thousands of names, and there were 30 of the name that we chose. And of course, we had to pick from that 30 at random. You know, it's a mad, mad business contest.
Well, you know, when I said Baby Beer, my kids said to me, "Well, Daddy, you know."
What about when it grows up?
Exactly.
Except they don't grow up, do they?
They usually don't. No.
They're frozen in time.
Hmm. Yeah, it's interesting to note. I was looking at your biography that you have actually two boys.
Well, we have two middle-aged men now.
Yes.
They used to be boys.
Right. But you had two boys. So
yep.
When you were making up sister beer, what did you put
well,
into that?
It's a nice question, because what happened was we began with just one little guy. And then we got a lot of fan mail from girl readers saying, why don't you have a girl beer? So that's why we added sister. It was, in response to fan demand. And we're glad, too, because she's become a very useful character and a very popular character.
Now, in terms of, I assume that when the kids were growing up, some of those experiences are reflected in the book.
Oh, they are. I won't say all of them, but many, many, many of them are. Yeah, sure. Going to the dentist, going to the doctor, babysitter, and all the kind of everyday things we do were from our experience.
Yeah,
sure.
Strange.
And now we are using our grandchildren's experiences.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. We've got 4 grandchildren, various ages, and, some of the ideas come out of their experiences.
Now, how frequently do you guys work every day on this?
We work every day.
And your two sons are now working as well with you?
Yes, they are. One's a writer, one's an artist. And we even have a granddaughter, 8, that says she wants to draw bears. She's not quite up to speed yet, but she's pretty good.
Well, that's kind of good. I mean, at least it'll keep the thing going forever and ever.
Well, the darn things have gone on so much longer than we ever have. We never dreamed that we'd have a series of that went on as long as this.
Mm.
We figured we'd do a few books and see what happened. Well, we kept doing them. And we like it. We still like it.
Now, I understand that when you originally concepted the Berenstain Bears, that you submitted the concept to Dr.
Seuss, Ted Geisel. Yeah. Yes, we did.
Wow.
And we were fans because our son Leo was then about 7 or 8, and he was in that, that funny Dr. Seuss book stage, and I used to read them to him, and I thought they were great. And we heard that he was then heading a new publishing unit of Random House called Beginner Books. So we submitted a book, and after about 16 versions, we got it right, and he published it. And he didn't want us to do a series about the bears. He said, there are too many bears. But then when we tried something else, it turned out that the salesmen were having such success with the one we just did, he said, hey, why don't you consider a series? So we already had. But we never thought it would come to this, shall we say.
Mm, it's interesting when you use the name, too, your own name.
Well, that wasn't our idea. It's odd. Everybody figures, well, you're a bunch of egomaniacs using your own name. Actually, that was Dr. Seuss's idea. The second book, our first books weren't called The Berenstain Bears, this or that. They were simply called The Big Honey Hunt, The Bike Lesson, The Bear's Picnic, and the second book was called The Bike Lessons, about teaching a kid to ride a two-wheeler, which came directly from our experience. And he put a box on the cover that said, Another Adventure of the Berenstain Bears. And we said, well, Ted, what's that mean? He said, well, it's like a funny vaudeville act, like like Dugan's dogs or Murgatroyd's mules. So we went with it.
That's funny.
Yeah.
It fits well. I mean, many people do not know that they really are Berenstains, although it says on the cover, Stan and Jan Berenstain.
I know. Some little kids think we were bears. And, it's a very uncommon spelling of the name. So while people don't recognize us, our faces, they do recognize the name, when we call up FedEx or go to the bank or something. So that's kind of fun.
What did you guys read as when you were children?
Pardon?
What did you and Jan read when you were children?
Well, I was a big Tarzan, Tom Swift, the popular series. It was before the Hardy Boys, at least I didn't know them. And then I became interested in, I was a model airplane builder as I grew up, to be 8, 9, 10. So I read all the airplane. And now Jan, her favorite book was A Child's Garden Verses, the very famous book of poems. And she read everything. There weren't that many children's books when we were kids. And we were kids a long time ago.
Mm.
At least I don't think there were.
Did you have you written anything else besides the Berenstain Bears?
Well, before we started doing the Bears, we were very active magazine cartoonists, feature writers, cover artists, sure. And but the Bears pushed everything else out of the studio.
Because I heard you were going to write a novel.
Well, I have written a novel, and it's been turned down by two publishers so far, which just shows you how hopelessly inept they are.
That's amazing.
They're making a huge mistake. But my agent likes it, and he'll keep sending it around until somebody gets tired of receiving. I don't know. It might not sell.
Have you thought about maybe putting it out yourself?
Well, I hadn't thought of that. They have a whole thing now where you can just put your book up on the web or
exactly.
something. But actually, I hadn't thought of that.
I mean, that's always an alternative.
It's a thought. I don't know that I would. But why wouldn't I? I don't know.
Well, you see, you can do it.
I guess I'm too conditioned to the professional publishing world. And also, there's tons of publishers.
Yeah, well, there are. Unless
unless
you bleed them all down, then I guess you can keep going,
But I like it, and my kids like it, and my wife likes it. So, it's not a total loss so far.
Now, out of all the characters, which one do you most...
I most closely identify with Papa Bear because he's based on me.
Mm.
Often wrong, but never in doubt, Papa Bear, that's more like me. Now, he's not my favorite, but that's with whom I identify.
Now, the Birds, the Bees, and the Berenstain Bears, which is the newest one, it deals with the pregnancy of Mama Bear. And it's interesting the way you actually have mentioned a couple of things in here, like the birth canal and things like that, to try to teach the kids.
Yeah, well, we talked to our publisher, and they said, within the context and in an age-appropriate way, we think parents and kids will appreciate that. And so far, they have. It's done very well. And there's a thing called Amazon.com, as you probably are aware,
mm-hmm.
and they publish, they publish reader reviews, and it's got some very nice reviews.
That's good.
Somebody complained, though, that there was too much of a cliffhanger. They wanted to know whether the baby was going to be a boy or a girl. Of course, that was the whole point of the contest, the name of the baby contest.
Mm. Now, you already knew it was going to be a boy or a girl, obviously. Or did you decide
later?
Well,
I'm not going to answer that on the grounds that it may incriminate me.
But you have picked out a baby name, and you won't give it to me now.
Well, they want to announce it in New York, big silly deal, but, that's okay.
Well, I think you should announce it at pmpnetwork.com with millions of people listening right now.
Well, maybe I'm making a big mistake.
Maybe. You've also written something else that I have in my hand, one of those big chapter books that you write, called No Guns Allowed.
Yeah, what do you think of it?
I know it's great.
Well, that's great. I'm always scared I'll run into somebody that's got 45 guns and it'll hate me.
No, it's not even that. I mean, I believe in ownership of guns responsibly.
Of course, we live in a heavy, heavy, Pennsylvania has the second biggest number of NRA members next to Texas, so I know about that.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that at all. I do have a problem with irresponsibility in guns, which
Absolutely.
Is resulting in people taking them to school when they're 6 years old.
Yeah, and also, as you probably noted in the book, there's the climate in schools now where there's so much taunting and hazing.
Right.
And it used to be all the kids could do was go home and cry, but now they can go home and get his dad the gun and shoot the guy.
Mm-hmm.
It happened here about 5 years ago. It didn't make big news, but it did happen in our right in our local area. And just 2 weeks ago, some kid brought a box of shotgun shells to school. A second grader, well, you know, I don't know if you know shotguns, but if you bump a shotgun shell in the right way, it's going to go off.
Mm-hmm.
It's madness. That, you know, I guess people that have guns get so used to them that they forget how potentially dangerous they can be.
Well, it's nice that there's a voice of reason in Teacher Bob, and of course, in the Berensteins themselves who write these books.
Well, we try.
Yeah, I think it's real important for the kids to kind of get all this stuff up.
We appreciate your interest.
I got to tell everybody out there listening that if you have young children and you haven't read them the Berensteins, because you're ripping them off. Because we do
that's
this.
That's about the nicest compliment I've ever had.
Well, I got to tell you something, Stan. We every day when the kids eat breakfast, we read them a Berenstain beer book.
Well, you're overwhelming me.
And at dinner, we do the same thing. I think that it's important, first of all, to expose them to reading and to words, and
also
no
question about it. You know, reading is the key, and beyond that, there's what you read, of course.
Exactly, and the subjects of these things obviously engender discussion between the parent and the children, which I think is also important.
Well, that's really what we have in mind. We don't expect to solve, you know, everybody's problems by any means.
Have you thought of a subject yet that hasn't that you have not written about that you probably won't, but really should be?
Well,
for instance, drugs.
I'll tell you, there's one subject that people suggest that I'm very reluctant to deal with. They want us to write a book about death, and I just don't think death is funny, you know?
No, it's not funny, but it's something that happens, though.
Yeah, but other people can write books, and our books, you know, kids like our books because they're funny. They don't like them because they teach them good lessons. The parents do.
Yeah, maybe the Berenstains could lose a great aunt or something.
Oh, it just breaks my heart to think about it. you know, it really does.
Also,
we get a lot of suggestions. We should write a book about divorce. And, you know, we can't do everything. There are tons of good books on those subjects.
But I know, but they're not Berenstain Bears books.
Well, maybe the goldfish could die.
I mean, exactly. I mean, you think about this. Well,
it's interesting. We're going to start a new series called the books we're talking about are called first time books, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to start a transitional series that kids are supposed to read by themselves called first time chapter books. And you know, these somewhat more serious subjects, you know, less funny subjects could be dealt with in those, and that's certainly a possibility.
I just think that the more you can...
We're doing a book about how kids shouldn't smoke. That's a serious problem.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
You know, you've handled drugs before. I know that you did a book called Drug Free Zone.
Well, that book
kind of skirted it, though.
Very popular, very successful, and we get the kids young. I don't know that older kids would be impressed by it, but young kids are, because, you know, they have relatively open minds, maybe relatively empty minds. I don't want to be invidious, but you know what I mean.
Well, the books, of course, are available in every store you can think of. Random House publishes them. The new one's out, the big chapter book called No Guns Allowed. The regular size first time book is called The Birds, the Bees, and the Berenstain Bears. And Stan Berenstain, thanks so much for coming on. I really
appreciate
it.
Thank you very much.
Take care. Bye bye.